Welcome. Great to have you here this afternoon. I know it's the last two sessions of WinHack. My name is John Schwarz, and I am a principal program manager lead in the partner and customer engagement team in the Windows Devices Group. Today, I'm going to discuss how we're bringing Windows 10 experiences that we call hero features to the peripherals ecosystem and the marketing asset program we have put together to promote these accessories. In this session, I will give a brief history of Microsoft-related logo programs, the details of the marketing asset program, discuss peripheral device types that deliver Windows 10 hero features, including Windows Hello and Cortana with voice. Let's talk about the history of logo programs. Microsoft has a long history of logo programs, certification kits and tests, and marketing assets. With Windows 10, most of these became optional. However, in Windows 10, we also had a set of features, what we call hero features, that really shine on the platform. We wanted a way to tell the story for both PCs that deliver that capability in chassis and for peripherals that can deliver the same experiences through systems that do not have that capability. These include both shipping systems that do not have the requisite hardware, perhaps desktops, and the very large pre-Windows 10 install base that we are upgrading to Windows 10. None of those systems had the requisite hardware. The marketing asset program will give our hardware partners the capability to align with and qualify for visual assets, messaging, and campaigns that Windows Marketing will be doing this holiday and spring for Windows 10, specifically for Windows Inc., Windows Hello, and Cortana with voice. Let's look at the value of these hero features and why we want to promote them. Hero features are the most innovative and compelling customer experiences that deliver benefits and drive desire, thus receiving primary marketing investments. They are prioritized and selected for those that drive purchase intent, drive product usage, live our brand, they're believable, they differentiate, and they deliver that wow factor. Windows Hello makes our system safer and more secure. Cortana makes the experience more personal. And Windows Inc. makes us more productive. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail today on Windows Inc. because that is typically an active pen that was bundled with a PC and not as a standalone peripheral. It's interesting to note that the inclusion of Windows Hello and Cortana lists purchase intent by at least 13%. We believe it's important to deliver these experiences to users that do not have the requisite hardware on their existing systems. We believe they too will be delighted by Windows Hello and Cortana, and then when they'll look for those experiences upon their next PC purchase. Together, we can grow the category by focusing and winning customers with innovative designs that are both powerful and modern, attract, cross-sell, and upsell with differentiated and compelling bundles, upgrade and upsell with great peripherals, teaching our users to look for these features on their next PC refresh. We created these marketing assets to reward our IHV partners for testing their devices. These include badges for use on packaging, iconography for use at retail, websites, and back of packaging. Both are supported with creative usage guidelines. Our goal is to help customers easily identify PCs and peripherals that support hero features at retail, both online and in-store. The badges we have created for PCs and accessories are to be used by OEMs and IHVs on their packaging, subject to them meeting our testing requirements. These are the hero badges for PCs and peripherals. They come in blue and black. They are offered for standalone experiences like Cortana, Windows Hello, Windows Inc., or in combination, as you can see here, with Cortana and Windows Hello being the ones that are likely to be used in combination peripherals. And PCs can have all three, as denoted by the far group on your right. We have a set of guidelines for using Hero feature badges, including clear space, minimum size, no alterations, usage guidelines, and a review process available to check your work. Here's an example of using the badge in the front of your packaging. The icons we have created for PCs and accessories are to be used by OEMs and ISVs at retail, including fact tags, placemats, websites, back of packaging, and should be accompanied by the appropriate provided messaging. Here you see the iconography for Cortana, Windows Hello, and Windows Inc. that can be used after the product has passed qualification. We encourage you to work with your Microsoft account manager to review proper usage. Here's an example of the guidance we provide for Windows Hello, including static print usage, as an animation, as a standalone graphic. This is an example of using a fact tag execution with the iconography on the back of the package. Now let's talk about marketing campaigns for Windows Hero features. The Windows marketing team have a seasonal calendar where they emphasize certain features in Windows. Early next year, the team will focus on Windows Hello and security. And in the spring, the focus will be on Cortana. This is an opportunity for you to align your product messaging for Windows Hello and Cortana with the broader Windows marketing messages. Now let's dive into Windows Hello. With the release of Windows 10 Anniversary Update, we extended the framework to include companion devices such as phones, wearables, headsets, ID cards, and more, allowing you to log into your Windows 10 PC without using a password. In addition, Windows Hello now works with compatible apps and Microsoft Edge websites. Here's a sampling of the compatible apps on your right and websites on the left. Now let's talk about specific Windows Hello peripherals, beginning with face authentication. If you attended the session by Chris McMillan yesterday, you're aware of the security promise that Windows Hello face authentication brings. Windows Hello face authentication uses a near-infrared camera to authenticate registered users and unlock Windows systems. To deliver on enterprise-grade identity verification, stringent testing requirements of the device is required. A false accept rate of less than 1 in 100,000. A false acceptance rate of less than 5%. And then there's several anti-spoofing measures as well. It all started with the RealSense F200 as a reference design, which this has been end-of-lifed by Intel. This had both RGB and IR cameras for Windows Hello. These were shipped in chassis by some PC OEMs. The real peripherals effort came with the Intel SR300 reference design. Creative Labs, in addition to doing the reference design, productized the camera, as did Razer. They also added microarrays to get the Cortana experience. Other companies have used the module in monitors, delivering Windows Hello and Cortana with voice experiences. Here's an example of of using the marketing assets. The Tobii website has an icon animation. If you go up on the website, that smiley face continues to animate, running to really highlight the Windows Hello experience. And Razer Stargazer's website is touting both Cortana and Windows Hello assets. Creative Labs have done a really nice job as well with their Blaster X Sense 3D product. There are other form factors coming soon, including traditional webcams, capable monitors, and gaze or eye tracking peripherals. Here's what you should remember about building Windows Hello face authentication peripherals. You don't have to start from scratch. There are a set of pre-qualified modules that have passed in in-chassis systems that can be repurposed in a peripheral. Moving forward, we are going to require concurrent access to both IR and RGB data streams to test for anti-spoofing measures. This requires both image quality testing in Taipei and security testing in Redmond. This will require you to send your devices for testing. And finally, go the extra mile. Include a mic array so you can get both Windows Hello and Cortana qualification. Now let's talk about enabling Windows Hello with fingerprint readers. Shortly after Windows 10 shipped and Windows Hello began getting traction as a hero feature, a bunch of peripherals popped up stating they were Windows Hello capable. This caused us a great concern because we'd never seen or tested these peripherals. They're making claims we couldn't verify. They are incorrectly using marketing materials, and they're using very old marketing images they probably got off the web. In many cases, these were just devices that they had in inventory and they wanted to move, so they touted them as being Windows Hello capable. For this reason, we put together a qualification program for fingerprint readers and extended Windows Hello marketing assets to this device class. In addition to the stringent security requirements, they're on par with face authentication. And you can see the one highlighted difference for false accept rate for small area sensors. This will also require a review of the included security engine. BIO-key has done a really nice job of qualifying their devices across their portfolio for both touch and swipe fingerprint readers. And these are assorted in the Microsoft Store. Their use of marketing assets on packaging is exemplary, and they took advantage of our review process to get it right. BIO-key took it all to the next level by developing a video that I'm going to show you now, The Power of a Touch.
The Power of a Touch. Experience the power of a touch with BIO-key. BIO-key, the leading developer of innovative biometric identification solutions, introduces a series of durable, compact fingerprint readers that operate on any Windows 10 device with a standard USB port. SideSwipe, EcoID, and SideTouch have been tested and qualified by Microsoft for use with the new Windows 10 biometric sign-in platform, Windows Hello. These affordable compact readers enable 350 million Windows 10 customers to leverage their biometrics in a way they've never done before. It starts with eliminating the nuisance of entering passwords and PINs and delivers instant access to your device with just a touch of your finger. And it gets even better with BIO-key and Windows Hello. One touch gets you access to your favorite websites and applications. For our enterprise customers, BIO-key offers enhancements with Active Directory, allowing organizations to incorporate biometric authentication at the Active Directory level. Banks are using BIO-key readers to secure internal online access to customer information and files. Doctors and nurses that sign in hundreds of times per week, often on a shared workstation, are eliminating passwords and ditching their Prox cards in favor of one-touch authentication. In call centers, where agents share computer access, BioKey provides a secure online landscape for transactions and the collection of customer data. All three readers offer a simple plug-and-play technology, connect to the internet, and the drivers come down for Windows updates automatically. Just plug the reader into your laptop or tablet, and then take just a minute to enroll. Once you're enrolled, you can replace your password and experience the enhanced security and convenience delivered by BioKey biometric fingerprint technology. BioKey's best-in-class solutions are trusted by NCR, McKesson, the FBI, the Cleveland Clinic, and AT&T. No other fingerprint biometric company serves such a broad scope of industries. Use BioKey to authenticate employees, members, customers, doctors, nurses, patients, and you. Try SideSwipe, SideTouch, or EcoID today and unleash the power of the touch. BioKey and Windows Hello, the power of a touch.
Some other in-market devices from our Japanese ecosystem include fingerprint reader from Raytox Systems and DDS, also out of Japan. We expect more USB standalone fingerprint readers to enter the market, but we're seeing other interesting form factors, including fingerprint readers, Bluetooth keychains, keyboards, mice, head-mounted displays, PC cases, precision touch pads with a fingerprint reader embedded in them. Roanne Sohn showed that yesterday in her talk in chassis, but also we can have them as a peripheral. When building Windows Hello fingerprint reader peripherals, remember that a Windows biometric framework driver must be written and must be placed on Windows Update. Choose touch sensors. Swipe sensor technology is old, and it won't pass our security and anti-spoofing review in the future. This requires both user experience and security engine review testing. We have labs set up in Shenzhen, Taipei, Tokyo, and Redmond for this purpose. You'll need to send devices for testing. Now let's talk about extending Windows Hello to the companion device framework. As I discussed earlier, we extended Windows Hello companion devices, phones, wearables, USB dongles, NFC and company cards, with the Windows 10 anniversary update and the companion device framework. I originally had a video planned to show you here. The frame rate was dropping off dramatically, so I'm not going to show it. But if you choose to want to look at an example, the NIMI electrocardiogram band is one device, and HID Technologies is another device. You can search for those on YouTube, and they take you through the entire experience. The companion device framework extends Windows Hello peripheral story. In some cases, it may be already a peripheral class you already own, like my company card. They're built on the credential provider framework. They require a universal Windows platform app or a Windows Store app, meeting the security requirements to be paired with the device. Cortana is another hero feature in Windows 10. There's quite a bit new with Cortana in the Windows 10 anniversary update, including commands above the lock screen, creating lists, better schedule management, new ways to set reminders and save information, cross-device reminders, including Android and iOS, and gamer capability with Xbox One. Cortana commands above the lock screen activates Cortana with just your voice. This was a much-requested feature by our users. You don't even have to be logged in to give commands like play music, get information like the weather, traffic, flight tracking. Cortana is now more helpful than ever, with over 1,000 apps enabled. including there's a third-party apps included launching a new Cortana collection in the Windows Store to make it easier for you to find great apps that are Cortana-enabled. This is a current list of available languages for Cortana for Windows 10 anniversary update. Microsoft is continuing to invest in other languages. We'll make further announcements as other languages become available. We're also making it easier for Cortana to set up on your device. If you're in a Cortana-supported market and you've struggled to get Cortana enabled, this will automatically download the necessary speech language, if needed, and then enable Cortana for you. Now let's talk about peripherals that are Cortana-enabled. This is a great example of Jabra's use of marketing assets. They have a dedicated page to their Cortana headsets. Other headset providers are also enabled as well. Headsets are the prime Cortana candidates and have shown the most promise in testing due to their proximity of the microphone to the mouth. Communication packs or speakerphones, keyboards with mic arrays, and standalone mics like bloggers' mics are coming soon. But you also saw that Razer and Creative Labs have put that into their depth cameras based on the SR300. When building a Cortana with voice peripheral, remember, include a mic array if it's not a headset. Be creative with the device form factors. Combine it with Windows Hello face authentication and non-traditional mic housings. It requires speech recognition testing for quiet, ambient noise, and echo noise at levels of accuracy that I will discuss next. We have testing labs in Shenzhen, Shanghai, Taipei, and the US. You'll need to send devices for us to test. Meiji went over this quite extensively yesterday in her Cortana talk, but I thought I'd go over it again. This is the setup that's required and actually is one of our labs in Redmond. The quiet test represents an ideal environment with minimal noise and must have a 95% speech recognition accuracy. The ambient noise test represents various levels of noisy environments and must have an 85% speech recognition accuracy. The echo noise test is where music is played on the PC and then tested. And this, the music level is calibrated at the listener position and must have an 85% speech recognition accuracy. You can see that these levels coincide with what Meiji showed yesterday as standard. So you don't have to go to the near field standard. You don't have to go to the premium level. So let's talk about specific calls to action. We encourage you to deliver peripherals on the promise of Windows 10 Hero features for Cortana and Windows Hello. Please make sure you understand the hardware and implementation guidance, the testing requirements. That qualification is necessary by Microsoft at one of our labs. I've included a list of aliases here to answer your questions. And here are a bunch of resources available to get you started. There are other resources that you saw in Chris McMillan's talk yesterday on Windows Hello and Meiji's on Cortana. And before I leave the stage, I want to thank you for coming to the second, to the last session of WinHack. I do appreciate your attention. My colleague, Steve Dungeon, will be out right after me to talk about docking in Windows 10. And so go out there, build peripherals, get them qualified, and use those marketing assets. 谢谢